everyone, and welcome to Actually Podcast. I'm your host, Jasmine, and on Actually, I usually talk about things that are going on in the world and are interesting to me. It's been a while. I know it's been a while, but I really wanted to talk about live music. We just had Coachella. We just had the opening of Beyonce's Renaissance show. There's so much good live music going around, so I wanted to talk about that. I also wanted to talk about, can you believe Tucker Carlson and Don Lemon got fired on the same day for talking trash? It's wild. But let's get into it. So at the time of this episode, we are probably, I want to say, 3 weeks from the ending of Coachella. I have not been to Coachella in a decade or more. It's been a really long time. I, not only because of COVID and just not wanting to get sick, but it just, I think when you've done it, and you've experienced the heat and the amount of people. And when I went, there were not nearly as many people as there are now. It's like its own mini metropolis. It's insane. So I was lucky enough to watch it on YouTube. YouTube actually had the different channels for different venues at the event and had kind of a handpick of performers at each tent that you could watch over the course of both weekends. It was so enjoyable. It really reminded me how much I love live music, and it was a great show. I have not seen a Coachella that great in a really long time. Also, Chromeo bringing out LaRue to sing Bulletproof, that just really warmed my heart. That just gave me the best memories of like the 2008-2009 summer. Today was the opening of Beyonce's Renaissance tour. This has been the long-awaited tour everyone's been worked up about. I can't even talk. For me, I like Beyonce. I'm not a huge Beehive member or fan, if that's what they're called. But what I will say is that this Renaissance album is my favorite Beyonce album. I really like albums where Beyonce really experiments and does something different. And I love this album. I love how it's a celebration of LGBTQ culture. I feel like she's been referencing this since way before Sasha Fierce. And to have an album and to have the visuals and to have the choreography and the outfits, all an homage to, you know, that whole Paris is burning whole like epicenter of, you know, the culture that has influenced so much of pop culture, I think is such a beautiful thing. So I'm hoping it comes to HBO or Amazon or somewhere, because I really would love to see it. Besides like 2 minute TikTok clips. But you know, I'm just excited for everybody who got tickets and is gonna go. So if you told me in 2020 that Tucker Carlson and Don Lemon would somehow be fired on the same day, I would not believe you. One, Tucker Carlson, for better or worse, was the number one person on Fox. I call it Faux News. And Don Lemon was one of the primetime people on CNN. So I would never think that either one of them would leave those positions. But since Dominion went and put their lawsuit to the test for the lie that Tucker Carlson was putting forward about the 2020 election being rigged, this lie that the former president who I don't even say his name, is continuing to push. Looks like Dominion won their lawsuit against Fox News. So Big Daddy Rupert Murdoch had to pay almost $1 billion to Dominion for libel because their reputation was put basically on the firing coals by people like Tucker Carlson saying that their systems were rigged and that the 2020 election was rigged. Now, for Don Lemon, and I just want to say this is what's so interesting to me. I had no idea. So I enjoyed watching Don Lemon for his, especially when he would do the New Year's Eve after party after Anderson Cooper. And they would watch the, I think it's like the boat or like the high heel come down in Key West. And he would always be completely lit. Completely lit. It was a good time. I enjoyed it. But what I didn't know is that he had a lot of problematic gaffes on air and behind the scenes with people at CNN. So he had made a comment, and it was during the morning show that he does, about a woman being past her prime when she hits 50. Now, Don, I don't know who you've been looking at 50, but I know J-Lo is 52, 53. I know Janet is maybe right around there as well. I know Madonna is about to hit 60. So I don't know where this old 1950s brain set of what a woman's supposed to look like came into your head and out your mouth, but it was obviously a mistake. And then, of course, when things like that happen and people are, you know, in the hot seat, you start to hear stories about things that have gone on behind the scenes. So what we hear is that Don has been a bully to a lot of people behind the scenes at CNN, allegedly, I have to say, allegedly, that he was extremely rude to people, that he pretty much cursed somebody out because they got a chance to interview someone he wanted to actually interview. And for a time slot he wanted. I mean, just wild stuff. Just the stuff he was doing in front of his bosses, what he was saying about women making derogatory statements. It was giving very, very bizarre. I would have never, ever believed it, but yet here we are. So they let Don go. Funny enough, on the same day they let Tucker Carlson go. And now the two are sharing a lawyer in fighting with their respective networks to try and settle out their contract for wrongful termination. Who would have thunk it? So here we are at the end of another episode. I'm realizing I am not going to say that I'm going to start recording more and trying to get back on it because I just right now am enjoying letting life kind of take me and bring me back to you. And it's been a joy. It's been a pleasure. It always has been. And I hope you are well. Stay safe. And I will talk to you next time. Bye.